Kellogg's Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal with the prize in every package, invites you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
Deep in the swamplands of the South stands an ancient and decaying manor house, once the proud mansion of a plantation owner. In front of the house, a tall man walks around a perch on which sits a fierce, hawk-like bird with a cloth hood over its head. The bird is a falcon, carefully bred so that it is larger and more powerful than an ordinary falcon. The man utters a sharp command.
Come!
And the bird leaps to his arm, which is protected from shoulder to wrist by a heavy leather sleeve.
I'll unhood you now, you devil, and you'll fly to kill for me.
Go!
Sahib.
What is it, Patrick?
A message comes from the village that a stranger has arrived. He inquired for the hatching places of the egrets.
Stranger? Did you find out who he is?
His name is Mark Trail.
Trail? Oh, yes, I've heard of Trail. A self-appointed protector of wildlife. Well, I'll not have him interfere with me, Patrick.
He will not, Sahib, if that is what you wish.
Now, hear me. Trail must not come near this house.
He won't, Sahib.
Your gun loaded?
It is.
Then remember this order. If Trail enters these grounds, kill him.
Sounds like plenty of adventure ahead with Mark Trail.
And say, if you'd like to hit the adventure trail, help build up strength, help build up energy, help build up strong bones and steady nerves with that famous build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Whole wheat in its most delicious form, toasted flakes. That's Kellogg's Pep. Now, everyone knows that not even Pep makes you strong as a lumberjack after only one or two servings. But if you take a delicious bowlful of Pep with milk and sugar day after day, it does provide a real powerhouse of food elements needed to build up strength, energy, strong bones, and steady nerves. And without these things, how can you hit the adventure trail? Best part of all is that, marvelous malty-flavored Pep has more vitamins than any other ready-to-eat wheat cereal. And mark this, before today's adventure is over, I'll tell you all about the handsome prize that's waiting for you in every package of Kellogg's Pep. Tell you why P-E-P also means prize in every package. Meanwhile, remember, if you want to hit the adventure trail and really feel fit for fun, ask your mother when she goes shopping to bring you a package of Kellogg's Pep. That's Kellogg's Pep.
Some miles from the manor house, an automobile makes its way cautiously over the narrow dirt road which winds through the swamp. Behind the wheel is Mark Trail. Beside him sits his young friend, Scotty. And with his head stuck out of the window, surveying the endless miles of tangled, damp vegetation of the swamp, is Mark's St. Bernard dog, Andy. As Mark drives, Scotty unfolds a map. And then...
What's the map say, Scotty?
Well, the way it looks to me, this road comes to an end pretty soon, Mark. At the swamp.
Good. That's where we leave the car and go to work.
Go to work at what?
Take it easy, Scott.
Come on now, Mark. You promised you'd tell me what this is all about when we got to the swamp, and we're practically there. Open up, will you?
Okay, Scotty. I didn't tell you before because I didn't want to take any chances of your mentioning it along the way. I guess it's safe enough to talk now, though.
Well, then start talking. I'm busting with curiosity.
Well, here it is. The Wildlife Conservation Bureau asked me to try to find out why the egret population is decreasing so alarmingly. You know what egrets are, don't you?
Sure, they're birds.
Right. They belong to the heron family. And their population has decreased to half of what it was 2 years ago.
Golly, why?
Nobody knows why, Scotty. Nothing like this has happened since the days of the plume hunters.
The what?
The plume hunters are law-breaking criminals who kill the egrets for their plumes. You see, egrets have beautiful feathers, which are very valuable. These plume hunters almost wiped out the egret population a few years ago and murdered several game wardens in the bargain.
Uh-oh. You think these plume hunters are at it again, huh?
I don't know, Scotty. That's why we're down here. Why I kept our mission a secret, just in case.
Well, golly, this trip might turn out to be exciting.
It might indeed. Well, here we are.
Well, this looks like the jumping-off place to nowhere.
Jumping-off place to the egret nests in these swamps. Well, come on, let's get out. Hey, what's the matter, Andy? What's the matter? What are you growling at?
Somebody's coming, Mark.
Uh-oh. Quiet, Andy. Quiet. Hi there.
If you're figuring on doing some fishing in the stream, it ain't no good.
We're not going fishing, Mr.
Warner Myers. I got a farm over there apiece.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Myers? My name is Mark Trail, and this is Scotty Day.
Hello, Mr. Myers.
You ain't going fishing. What you here for?
I'm a nature photographer. I want to get some pictures of the swamp.
Photographer, huh? You wouldn't be figuring on taking some picture of the egrets now, would you?
Oh, but we want to find out why...
Scotty. Oh, I wouldn't mind getting some photographs of the egret if we happen to run across them, Mr. Myers.
Wouldn't advise you to go in that swamp, young fella.
Well, why not?
Strange things have been happening in there. Strange things.
What do you mean?
Mean what I say. If you take my advice, you'll turn around and go back.
You're not trying to scare us, are you?
Trying to help you. Last two fellas went in that swamp and never come out again. Well, gave you all the advice I'm given. So I'm moving on. Goodbye.
So long.
Mark, what do you suppose? You think he's telling the truth?
They've been trying to scare us, Gaddy.
Why?
I don't know. But maybe he didn't want us to go near the egret colony. I wish you hadn't popped off about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Mark, maybe Mr. Myers is mixed up with the plume hunters.
Let's not jump to conclusions, Scotty. We don't know that there are plume hunters around here. Well, come on. Let's pitch camp now and start supper. We have plenty to do before morning. Supper's about ready, Scotty.
That fish and bacon smell good.
You think they smell good, too, eh, Andy? Well, it's plenty for you, too.
What?
Scotty, drop the ground, quick.
Somebody's shooting at us.
Yes, but those shots are way over our heads.
Yeah, that shot nicked the tree at least 20 feet up.
Whoever's firing that gun is not aiming to kill.
Then what is he trying to do?
Scare us. Doesn't want to go into that swamp.
Then what do? We can't keep lying on the ground like this.
We won't for long. Listen, I've got a plan.
I'm listening.
In a little while, we'll crawl away. Get in the car and drive off.
Drive off?
Yes, Scotty. We're going to pretend that we've been scared away. We'll drive a couple of miles and sleep out. In the morning, we'll leave Andy to watch the car and cut back through the swamp to where the egret should be.
I get you.
It's clearer than ever, Scotty, that someone doesn't want us to know what's going on there. But they're not going to succeed.
Sahib.
Yes? What is it, Buckwheat?
I bring you news. Mark Trail has been frightened away.
Good. Then it's time for you to unhood the falcons.
All of them, Master?
Yes, all of them. We'll blacken the sky with them, Buckwheat. And when they return, we'll send them out again and again.
As you wish, Master.
We'll send them out again and again until there's not a single prey left for them to hunt. Not a single prey left.
Here's the place, Scotty. We ought to see egret nests by the hundreds.
I never thought we'd get here, Mark. All the way through the swamp, I kept thinking of those shots.
Oh, I'm sure our gun-toting friend is off our track now, Scotty.
Say, are those egrets standing around in the water?
Yes, but they're only a handful. There ought to be thousands and thousands of them out here. This is their principal breeding ground, where they live and multiply.
You think the plume hunters killed them?
Well, the plume hunters shoot or club the birds, take their plumes and toss away the dead carcasses. I don't see any dead egrets here. You can't understand this, Scotty.
Hey, what's come over those birds? They're all flying around like crazy.
Something is frightening them. Look, look, they're being attacked.
Good golly, what are those things attacking them?
Like falcons. I've never seen falcons that large. Heck, they're not wild falcons either, they're trained.
How do you know?
See the leather wrappings on their legs? Put on there by their trainer.
Hey, those falcons will kill the egrets and then fly away with them.
Scotty, maybe this is the answer to the mystery. Come on.
Where are we going?
Falcons don't hunt far from where they're cast. So I think we can find the place those falcons call home base.
are two falcons, Mark, flying over those trees.
On the right track, Scotty. Wait, hold it.
You see something?
Look. Right ahead through that little grove of palmettos.
What do you know? Great big old house and a lot of little cabins. Right out here in the swamp.
Probably a fine old plantation at one time.
Sure gone to seed now. Mark, do you suppose that's where the falcons are?
We're going to find out. What's that?
A big guy behind us. Look out, Mark, he's got a gun.
Go back. Leave the swamp.
Just a minute, mister. Suppose you stop waving that gun around and act a bit more civil.
Aye. Oh, my wrist. Oh.
The gun.
Oh.
Drop it. Oh. That's better.
Boy, you sure caught him off guard,
here,
Mark.
Here. What's the trouble?
This man threatened us with a gun.
Sometimes my servant is far too hostile to strangers. We've had some robberies, you see.
Well, that's understandable.
Lance Ellison is my name. Yours?
Oh, hi. I'm Mark Trail.
Oh.
And this is my friend, Scotty.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you both. Well, what brings you here, Mr. Trail?
Well, quite frankly, Mr. Ellison, I've been tracking down some falcons. I saw two of them fly over the trees toward your house.
Well, of course. Those are my falcons.
They are?
Certainly. Would you like to see them?
Yes, very much.
Well, they're perched on the other side of the house. Parkridge.
Yes, I...
Some cold drinks for our guests.
Please don't trouble.
There's no trouble at all.
Oh, by the way, you seemed a little surprised a moment ago when I said my name was Trail.
Matter of fact, I was. I've heard a lot about you. Read some of your articles on conservation. Glad we meet at last, Mr. Trail. Very glad.
Are those big birds on the wooden perches falcons?
Yes, Scotty, they are.
Each one, you'll notice, has a cloth hood over his head.
Yes, I was wondering about that. Why?
A falcon is kept hooded until he's released to hunt. It keeps him keen. In his shed, he's kept in total darkness.
I'm amazed at the size of these falcons, Mr. Allen.
I knew you would be. I've been breeding falcons for years, Mr. Trail. Those falcons are the results of my own experiments. By careful mating, I've developed a giant falcon, almost as large as an eagle.
I see. Falconry isn't much of an American sport, Mr. Allison. Who taught you all of this?
I was brought up in India. There I acquired my love for falconry. My servant, Parkrit, took care of my falcons, helped me to train them. When I returned to this country, I brought Parkrit with me.
He's awfully eerie, that Parkrit.
I find no fault with Parkrit, Scotty. He's the perfect servant.
Tell me, Mr. Allison... What do your falcons hunt?
Oh, small game, rabbits, sometimes pheasant in season.
Mm-hmm, and that's all?
Certainly. You seem to have something on your mind, Mr. Trail.
Oh, no, nothing really. Scotty, I think we better go now.
Yeah, well, thanks for showing us your falcon.
Well, if you must go, by all means, but stop in again.
Perhaps we will. Goodbye, Mr. Allison.
Goodbye. Parkrit.
Yes, Sahib.
I've detained Trail just as long as I wanted to. Now go fetch your favorite.
The gray killer?
Yes.
You have prepared a target, Sahib?
Of course. Don't you see that the starling feathers are missing from the garden table?
Good. I will bring her at once.
Quickly, Parkrit. Before Mark Trail has gone very far, I should like to stop him dead in his tracks.
Gosh, I'm glad to get away from those two, Mark.
I know how you feel, Scotty. They're queer ducks, all right. Allison and that servant he brought from India.
Do you think his falcons were hunting those egrets?
I'm certain of it, Scotty. Didn't want to start anything while you were there, so I pretended I believed the story about the falcons hunting rabbits.
Wonder why he was so friendly. He must know you suspect.
Undoubtedly has his reasons, Scotty. Well, I'll be doggone. Look who's coming.
Doggone is right. It's Andy.
Why, you old rascal. What do you mean by following us when I told you to watch the car?
You must have been worried about us, Mark.
I ought to give you a good scolding, Andy, but...
What's this? I've never heard him growl at you, Mark.
Not growling at me. He's looking up at the sky. Hey, Scotty, look.
What? What's the matter?
Some big bird. It's a condor, a gray condor. He's diving at us. Scotty, move!
Mark, look out. He's coming right for you!
His eyes filled with horror, Scotty shouts a warning as a huge condor, its steel-like talons outstretched, dives straight at Mark Trail. In a moment, we'll find out what happened. So, stand by!
As the gray killer swoops down to the attack, we wonder, will Mark be able to take it?
And how about you? Will you be able to take it when the gang heads out for the baseball diamond in just a little while? Suppose you're at bat and the pitcher wings one over. Strike one. But you've made Kellogg's Pep a main part of your breakfast every single day. Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Wheat in its most delicious form. Toasted flakes. Ready to eat. Fun to eat. Wonderful with milk and sugar. And here's another pitch. Strike two. Yeah, but that pitcher doesn't worry you. Because Kellogg's Pep packs a powerhouse of food elements needed to build up strength, energy, to build up strong bones and steady nerves. You feel fit for fun. He isn't going to strike you out. Now he winds up. It's a fast one right over the plate. You swing your bat. Ah, the sweetest two-bagger you ever saw. Yes, you want to feel fit for fun. You want to eat Pep. And you know, P-E-P also means prize in every package. Now, I'll be back later to tell you all about that dandy prize. Meantime, remember, you can have your fun and eat it, too, with Kellogg's Pep.
In the brush-covered swamp near Lance Allison's manor house, a huge gray condor suddenly appears in the sky and dives straight at Mark Trail. As Mark attempts to dodge the razor-sharp talons pointing directly at him, Andy leaps up and hurls himself at the killer bird.
Ah! Mark, you kill Andy!
Stand back, Scotty. I'll drive you off with this branch.
Get away, you! Get away! Get! Look out now, Mark. Don't get too close.
Got to! And to save Andy, beat it! Beat it, you killer!
That condor had enough. He's flying away.
Yes. Oh, thank heaven for that. Andy. Andy, boy, let's have a look at you.
Golly, Mark, his back's all cut up. Is it serious?
Fortunately, no. My first aid kit ought to fix Andy up.
Where'd that condor come from?
Well, that's not hard to figure. From Lance Allison's manor house.
How do you know?
Had leather wrappings on both legs, just like Allison's falcons.
Hey, Mark, wait a minute. What's those feathers pinned onto your back of your coat?
What feathers?
Here, I'll tear them off.
Let's see. Well, up. Starling feathers.
How did they get there?
Now it begins to make sense. Condors don't attack men, Scotty. But this condor has been trained to attack starlings. He saw those starling feathers on my coat and swooped down.
But, gee, how could he see a couple of feathers from way up in the air?
Well, birds have the most highly developed vision in the animal world, Scotty. Their sense of sight is incredible, especially condors who are members of the eagle family.
Oh, that's why they call a man with sharp eyesight eagle eye.
Exactly. Allison must have pinned those feathers to me, making me a perfect target. Well, Scotty, after I give Andy first aid, you stay here with him. I'm going back to that moth-eaten house. And if I find what I expect, Allison is going to jail for a long, long time.
Mark's been gone quite a while. I'm getting worried about him, Andy. You too, huh? Maybe I ought to go after him. If he's right about Allison and Packard, they're murderers. I am going after him. You stay here, Andy. Mark.
What?
It's me, Scotty.
Scotty, what are you doing here?
I couldn't stay back there in the swamp and let you risk your life alone, Mark.
You crazy kid. Go back to Andy. Go on now.
No.
Now listen to
me. Might as well save your breath, Mark. I'm staying.
Oh, you're hopeless. All right, then come along. But for Pete's sake, be quiet.
I'll make like a mouse.
This way. I checked the sheds and two of the cabins.
Find anything?
Just the falcons. Here. Let's have a look at this cabin.
Gee, the place is quiet. Do you think Packard and Allison are home?
I've been wondering about that myself. They may have left on some errand, but let's be careful anyway.
Oh, I will. Hey, this cabin door has no lock.
And that's a break. And the door's too rotten to hold one. Scotty, look.
Holy mackerel, feathers piled all the way up to the roof.
Those are egret plumes. Crooked peelers will pay a fortune for them.
What do we do now?
Take a few samples of those feathers as evidence, and then contact the sheriff. This egret hunting, plus attempted murder, will put Pa Creed and Allison behind bars for good.
Pa Creed, come here, near this window.
Yes, Sahib.
Trail has come back, and that young boy with him. Been watching him unnoticed from behind this curtain.
Then the great killer.
He evidently fought the killer off. But the killer will have another chance, Pakrit.
That is good, Sahib.
Trail doesn't know it, Pakrit, but he's just walked into a trap.
We've got all the egret feathers we need, Scotty. Now, let's get out of here.
Suits me.
Now, wait. First, let me see if the coast is clear.
Scotty, what's the matter?
Pa Creed and Allison. They're coming toward the cabin. And Pa Creed has a gun.
Golly, what now?
Look. There's a window in the back of this cabin, all shuttered up. Start ripping those shutters down.
Good. Then we can get out that way.
There won't be time for both of us. I'll distract them. Keep them off. You get through that window and head for the first town. Go directly to the sheriff.
But, Mark, I can't leave you here alone.
Scotty, don't argue. We've only got seconds now. Get going.
Patrick, you stand right here with the gun.
Yes, Sahib.
I'm going to walk up to that cabin door and pull it open fast.
Allison, I know you're out there.
Sahib, he has seen us.
Doesn't matter. Yes, we're out here, Trail. There's no point you're resisting us. We're armed and you're not.
I'll make a deal with you, Allison.
You're in no position to bargain, Trail.
I found an old kerosene lamp in here. You open this door before I tell you. I'm soaking your egret feathers in kerosene and putting a match to them.
Does he speak the truth, Sahib?
What kind of nonsense is this? He's trying to stall us for some reason of his own. Trail, there's no kerosene lamp in there. I know that for a fact. And I'm coming for you right now.
All right, Allison. You called my bluff.
Sahib, look. The window.
Sure. I called your bluff, but not until Scotty escaped through that shuttered up window.
That's about the size of it, Allison. He's going for the sheriff right now.
It will take him hours walking in that swamp. We'll catch up with him later on horseback. Right now, Trail, we've something in store for you. Something very unpleasant. No doubt you remember the great killer, Trail.
I'm sorry to say I do.
When Patrick opens the door to his cage, he'll fly out. Now, the great killer hasn't been fed in some time. He's hungry. He knows Patrick and he knows me. We're his trainers, but he doesn't know you, Trail. Shall we guess what he'll do?
I don't need to guess.
You can try running if you like. How far you get. Patrick, open the cage.
Yes, Sahib.
There he comes.
Yes, but if he attacks me, Allison, he'll attack you, too.
Hey, let go of me.
I can hold you in this pool, Nelson, all day.
Help me, do something. Keep that condor away.
Condor will dive in a minute, Allison. But you're facing him now.
If you shoot the condor, I command you to shoot him.
Shoot.
At once, before I'm clawed to bits along the trail. Shoot, I command it.
It is done. My favorite one is dead.
Now, let go of me, Trail.
A pleasure, Allison.
You've tricked me, but it doesn't matter. Hagrid, shoot Trail down at once.
My favorite one. You commanded me to kill, and I killed my favorite one.
Yes, and I command you to kill Trail.
I will kill Trail. But when I do, I will kill you too, Sahib. I will kill you both. I will kill you both right now. Mark Trail, prepare to die.
As Mark Trail stares into the gun leveled directly at him, a shot rings out. In a moment, we'll learn what happened. So, keep listening.
Well, here's the big news, the prize news. Do you know what prize you'll find in every box of Kellogg's Pep? A bright-colored plastic statuette. Could be a cowboy, Indian, football, baseball, or basketball player. Even an animal of almost any description. Sure, there's 18 of them all told. Why don't you collect them? Trade them with your friends. Each statuette is on its own pedestal, so you can stand them in toy villages, move them around in games, give them a ride in toy trains and boats. And mark this, You don't have to spend a penny extra, don't have to mail a box top or even wait a single day for your prize. No, sir. All you do is open your box of Kellogg's Pep, and there, right inside the package, will be your brightly colored statuette. Fun to find? You bet. But even more fun to play with. And you'll have even more fun eating every crisp, toasted flake of marvelous, malty-flavored Pep. So when Mother goes to market, tell her to pick the package with P-E-P on the front. P-E-P for prize in every package. P-E-P for Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. That's Kellogg's Pep.
Partridge, practically out of his mind because he had to kill the huge condor who was his favorite, threatened to shoot Mark and Allison on the spot. He turned his gun on Mark, and there was the deafening explosion of a shot. Mark stiffened, expecting to feel the impact of a bullet, but to his amazement...
Knocked the gun right out of your hand, Partridge.
Mark, you all right?
Never better, Scotty, believe me. For a moment, I thought that shot came from Partridge's gun.
I know, Trail. Came from mine.
I met Warner only a quarter of a mile away from here, Mark. He was out hunting.
When the boy told me what was up, I said, no time to get any sheriff. Lead the way.
You got it just in time, Warner. Now our next job is to get Allison and Partridge to the sheriff.
Now, look, Trail, this is all a mistake. Why don't we all relax? Talk this over.
What could you say that would interest me, Allison?
Well, now, those egret plumes you found, they're worth a fortune. We could split.
Why, you...
Take it easy, Scotty, take it easy. Allison, you're the lowest kind of person I've ever met.
Now, listen, I...
You shut up, Allison, and listen to Trail.
There's only one place for buzzards like you, Allison. And for Partridge, who is just as guilty. Out of the way of decent people who love the forest and rivers and wildlife of this country. Out of the way, behind bars. Easy, Andy. Easy, boy. Soon we'll be aboard a plane and on our way to Lost Forest, where we'll all do nothing but have fun and catch up on lost sleep.
That's what Mark thinks. But when he arrives at Lost Forest on Friday, he'll learn that the entire animal preserve, the life work of Professor Davis, is doomed to destruction unless Mark acts, and acts fast. Tune in same time, same station on Friday and find out what happens to Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail!
Remember to tune in then on Friday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by the build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Stay tuned now for Tom Mix and his Straight Shooters. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail and Ben Cooper is Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Ben Peter Freeman, directed by Drex Hines. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.